Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers out there in the audience, and greetings to the disloyal viewers who don't watch absolutely everything that I do all the time. I see you, I know you're here, I know you don't subscribe, I know you don't like the videos, and honestly, welcome. It's not that big of a deal. Views also help the channel. Today we're going to be talking about the thing that happens. It's always the thing that happens. This time Netflix did the thing where they created a spinoff of a popular IP, dropped the trailer, and the trailer is being ratioed into the ground. Currently at about 40,000 likes to 129,000 dislikes. And of course, this relates to the Witcher series, which Netflix apparently is going to turn into a cinematic universe because everything has to be a cinematic universe now. That's definitely what we all want. And of course, it looks like it's total nonsense from the jump, even though I will say, and I will make this point, that it's just the teaser at this moment. But before we get into this, this video is sponsored, so let me chuck it to the sponsor, bring it back over here, and we'll discuss all of this on the other side. Have you heard of diet resistance? Well, this is a phenomenon that occurs because your metabolism really starts to slow down as you age, specifically when you get over the age of 35. But luckily for you, I have a bit of a cheat code for you. I have something that will aid you in your journey with the keto diet, and that, of course, is Keto with Justice. This amazing keto powder can help you, as it's helped thousands of people lose weight faster and get that off by prolonging a state known as ketosis. And the great thing about Keto with Justice is that you could actually try this powder for 60 days risk-free, and if you're not satisfied, send it back. Go over to ketowithjustice.com right now, and you could get it at 51% off. That's ketowithjustice.com, ketowithjustice.com. Who would have thought I'd be talking about Netflix again after I recently did that video on Love is Blind, and a lot of you, and I mean a lot of you, just refused to watch my excellent breakdown of what was going on that reality TV show. Well, needless to say, today we're going to be talking about The Witcher. And by the way, if you're a fan of The Witcher, it has not been a good month in terms of what's going down with this series. It has been reported that Henry Cavill will reprise his role as Superman in some unknown DC project in the future, and therefore, he's just not going to have enough time to do the Witcher TV series, so he is officially out after season 4, and the role is being passed down to not Chris Hemsworth, but the much lamer, much less interesting Liam Hemsworth, who of course promises his hardest that he's definitely a huge fan of the source material. Now, one of the reasons why this is a huge problem was because Henry Cavill was the most interesting part about The Witcher, which is of course sad because they essentially cut him out of his own show for large portions of season 2 and some significant portions of season 1. And Henry Cavill also has never been in a good Superman movie because DC doesn't know what to do with Superman. They should probably start with not hiring somebody to direct a Superman movie who doesn't care about the character, but that's a whole issue I've actually talked about in the video. I do think Henry Cavill can be a good Superman given the correct material, but I have no faith in DC that they'll actually produce a good Superman movie because they've had about 3 different chances with him, or 2 different chances with him. No, definitely 3, because the Justice League movie did come out, and none of those were really solid adaptations. The Snyderverse was pretty okay, but again, not the best adaptation because the foundation was ruined in Man of Steel. Again, got a 40-minute video on why Superman hasn't worked on the big screen in recent years. You could check that out. But I'm saying we're losing the best part of the Witcher Netflix series in exchange for Liam Hemsworth, who is not really great in anything, and we likely, based on previous track record, will still get an underutilized Superman in Henry Cavill, which is a shame because it seems like he was born to play both of these characters. Now, what's really more tragic about The Witcher is that Henry Cavill was a legitimate fan of The Witcher source material. You see, he played the video games, absolutely loved the video games, then went back and read the book, then showed up to the casting call because he definitely wanted to play this character. And when the person in charge of the show and the original writer saw him, she looked at him and said, "Absolutely not. No way. You do not fit the role of The Witcher." So what did Henry Cavill do? He kept coming back like a fanatic, and at one point came back in his own costume with the wig in order to make it clear that he definitely fit this part and he definitely wanted to play this part. And by the way, when I watched The Witcher, that opening fight scene in the first episode was the highlight of the show. You saw Henry Cavill act in action, much in the same way that he did in Mission Impossible, which he was great in, by the way, as well. And it seemed like this was a good fit. But of course, as time went on, The creativity of Season 1's storytelling with the three different timelines seemed to fade, and we got bogged down in what always happens with Netflix shows, which is the majority of these shows are people standing around, and the focus is being shifted from the evil straight white male characters to all the minorities and all the women, and the story becomes far less about what it's supposed to be about, and far more about the message that the current showrunners are trying to send. And Henry Cavill, by the way, credit where credit is due, because he's a diehard fan, because he's the thing that drew normies into watching the show, fought to keep the source material as accurate as possible throughout the course of the series. So everything good about The Witcher, or most of what was good about The Witcher, can be attributed to the source material and the biggest advocate for the source material, one Henry Cavill. Now, of course, these are big problems for Netflix in current year, because if the best thing about your show is your straight white male actor, and the reason why the show is good, it seems to be that he's pushing people towards following the source material, which is based on Polish lore, thus white, because Polish people are white, Netflix had to try to fix it. Netflix had to try to do something about it. And by the way, Netflix is incredibly creatively bankrupt, so of course, they also wanted to tack on a cinematic universe in relation to their original Witcher series, because why not pull a Walking Dead and just make a million things under the same IP until people get sick of it and they want to vomit every time they see anything related to The Witcher and Netflix. And that brings us to this trailer, and it opens up, and by the way, I will say it's shot really nicely. We all understand that. I'm not going to really play the audio for the trailer, but needless to say, what you can see is the haphazard diversity all over the place, and it appears the lead of the show is an Asian female. Now look, I have nothing against Asians, or any group for that matter. There are individuals in each and every group that I can't stand. You know who you are, and you know what you did. So I don't mind a fantasy series being led by an Asian female. The thing is, and the thing that actually bothers me about this, is that East Asian mythology is super deep. You can go find stories that have Asian leads and tell those stories on Netflix, especially since they're known for taking chances on other IPs, and those stories can be fantastic. I mean, what's one of the most critically acclaimed and viewed series on Netflix? A cultural phenomenon that expanded far beyond its Korean origins. It's a show called Squid Game. Squid Game largely works because it plays into Korean culture, because it is a Korean show that was essentially paid for by Netflix and distributed around the world. And that show, I would feel a little weird about if there were a bunch of weird white people all over the place, because it's a show that takes place in Korea. It's heavily based and rooted in Korean culture, and there's almost no diversity at all whatsoever throughout it, except for some of the international rich people who come to watch the Squid Game, and one dude that I believe is of Indian or Pakistani descent in the show. I'm pretty sure it's Pakistani, but this is due to the fact that there is a segment of migrants in the country of Korea that fall under this. The show is absolutely amazing. It has Asian leads all over the place, Asian villains, Asian everything, and I love it. And you should love it too. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I'm not spoiling anything for you. It's also incredibly violent. Who doesn't love incredible violence on their show? And it's got a great concept, and everything except for the detective plot, which felt like a soap opera plot, totally works in that show. So when you can do stuff like that, when you've shown and proven that you can do stuff like that, why would you need to change it up only when it's white people? What is every single culture's myths and mythology and all of that work on their own, and they should be adapted in their truest form? They shouldn't be messed with. But when it comes to a white people's mythology, all of a sudden, you can do whatever you want, and you could throw in haphazard diversity all over the place, and essentially make a show that is based on Polish mythology that clearly and obviously isn't even going to feature somebody in a leading role that vaguely looks like they've ever seen Poland. And by the way, Poland is not a historically colonial power. In fact, they're a historically oppressed nation. They live in the crossroads between Russia and Germany. During World War II, they were nicknamed the Bloodlands just for the amount of people that were murdered in Poland. They were simultaneously invaded by the Nazis and the Soviet Union, but for some reason, based solely on the color of their skin, this Slavic people's traditions and history and lore that is based on their traditions and history needs to be scrapped, needs to be fixed, because you know what? wrong skin pigmentation, evil white racists, get rid of the Poles. They're not welcome there. Get them out of town. We can't stand them. Now, one of the terms that I'm actually really trying to emphasize as best as possible is the term haphazard diversity, because in reality, you can have fantasy shows that have diversity and they'll work perfectly fine. One of the best examples of this is the original Game of Thrones series. You had diversity in the cast, but that was because everywhere was modeled after specific regions, and us in the audience understanding the origin of certain ethnic groups, and we can understand based on the map presented where each and every person is placed and is on the map. I mean, Westeros clearly and obviously is modeled after Europe. So you have very white people with a lot of red hair in the north. Those are obviously more analogous to your Scots. And down south, you have other white people. But when you go further south to Dorne, you have a mixture of Spanish and Arab people. This is because the Iberian Peninsula has a mixture of Spanish, as in from Spain, and Arabic people from the Moor invasion. So we all understand this in the back of our mind, so that diversity is not haphazard. On top of that, you have Essos, the Eastern continent, because Asia is far more diverse than Europe is. So we see that reflected with the Dothraki. We see all kinds of other people. We see East Asians, South Asians, a whole mixture of people on the equivalent to the Asian continent, and because we know this is like a pre-Columbian comparison, they haven't even discovered the New World or the New World equivalent, and it's unknown whether the New World actually exists or the analogous continents to the New World would exist. It all fits within what we understand. On top of that, you have Sothorios and the Summer Isles, which is where more dark-skinned people come from. All of this lines up perfectly in our brains, and it makes it work. Now, I've talked about the added diversity in House of the Dragon, and how you could rationalize why the Valyrians are more African. They're seafaring people. Seafaring people likely would show up in the Summer Isles, intermix, and all that. But we all know that this was done for diversity, and I can be fine with that as one isolated house, because they're meant to be distinct from everybody else, even though they're clearly and obviously meant to be just like lookalikes of the Targaryens. That's how they work. But we can all accept that as long as it makes logical sense, because it won't become too noticeable. However, when you're watching The Witcher and you're watching this trailer, you just see like diverse groups of people as if they're walking down the street of New York City, plucked out, put into costumes, and placed there without any explanation. This is not how the real world works. In the real world, especially the pre-industrial real world, you don't stumble across small towns or small groups of people who have clearly been living in a certain area for a long period of time and don't see many travelers, and one person in the group is Chinese, the other person in the group is English, the other person in the group is from India, the other person in the group is from Africa. Like, that's not how it works. It doesn't make any sense. And again, you can incorporate diversity in a story, especially a large scale story, without doing this in this sloppy way where you're just like, well, I want this person to be this thing, I want that person to be that thing, or I want that person to be that thing. Or you can actually cast people in a colorblind way and see what you get. If you did it for the whole thing, then maybe people's brains would say, okay, I guess even if it doesn't seem to make sense in our world, this world is different. But again, this is just an example of what Netflix is focusing on. Netflix saw that the best thing about The Witcher, the thing that everybody loved about The Witcher, was Henry Cavill, and Henry Cavill was very devoted to the source material to a point where he would fight back against the writers. So they decided to diverge from that as much as possible, add in a strong female leader, make her a minority, and sprinkle minorities all over the place because they don't want a show that just has too many white people in it. Now, to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, a former writer from The Witcher, Beau DeMeo, actually revealed that the Netflix showrunners did not like the books or the games that the show is based on. Quote, "I've been on a show, namely The Witcher, where some of the writers were not fans or actively disliked the books and games, even actively mocking the source material." DeMeo went on to explain how, quote, "it's a recipe for disaster and bad morale. Fandom as a litmus test checks egos and makes all of the long nights worth it. You have to respect the work before you're allowed to add to its legacy." Now, I'm not saying that all of the problems with the Witcher series would have been fixed just by straight up adapting the books or the video games, but what I am saying is that you have to know and appreciate the source material in order to make the changes that often need to be made for adaptations in a respectful way, because sometimes, and we see this a lot, you make changes to the source material, and then there are conclusions based on what is set up that you have now changed that don't make sense. So you have to know what to move, which characters to combine, and all of that, which is something we saw very successfully in the earlier seasons of Game of Thrones, but obviously there were some changes made early on that ended up creating narrative problems down the line, not to mention the source material in that case was not finished. And that's really the thing. Diversity on its own doesn't make a bad show. In fact, there are certain instances where diversity can make a show or movie better. Perfect example of this is the twist in Spider-Man Homecoming actually works a lot better based on the fact that there's a diverse cast, because this twist that would be obvious in a movie really is able to be sold because the character looks black but is clearly half black and half white, and thus the reveal and the most tense scene in that entire movie really sells. Also, you're doing something in modern New York, and modern New York is just not as white as it was in the 60s, and has always been a very diverse city in comparison to the rest of the country. So that all works in that movie, and there are instances where it can actually enhance a story, but there's some instances where you know that the diversity is a reflection of the ideology of the people behind the show, and that ideology will bleed into other aspects of the show. So yeah, while I do hope it's good, let's be honest, the Witcher series itself is not that good, even with Henry Cavill there nailing that role. So I don't have faith that Netflix is going to be able to do their stupid spinoff and make that any better. And by the way, while we're still here, while we're still talking, I should also mention that I have absolutely no faith that the Chronicles of Narnia new adaptation is going to be any better. I wasn't even a big fan of the Chronicles of Narnia in the first place, but Netflix obviously is going to take a big dump on it, try to make it into a cinematic universe, and order you to eat it, telling you that it's definitely delicious and you're a racist if you don't try it. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show me by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on all my social media, support me via the support links in the description box of this video. This has been me talking about Netflix ruining more IPs. This time it's The Witcher. Till next time.